The Woodbury Journal with Luella Parsons. Woodbury Facial Soap presents Luella Parsons, whose motion picture column appears in 950 newspapers with over 30 million readers. Miss Parsons' special guest tonight is Miss Ethel Barrymore, brought to you direct from Hollywood, transcribed in part by famous Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Parsons.
Hello from Hollywood to all of you. My first exclusive. You may never see Rita Hayworth on the screen again. Her boss, Harry Cohn, says she cannot make another picture unless she agrees to do Lona Hansen. Almost $200,000 have been spent on this picture, all of which will be charged to Rita's own company, the Beckwith Corporation. Meanwhile, Ali Khan leaves Hollywood Wednesday, and I'm reliably informed he has asked Rita to marry him when he obtains his freedom. My second exclusive. Frank Ross is insisting that Howard Hughes make the robe or give him his release. I can guarantee that Howard Hughes, who had this expensive property handed him by the previous RKO management, will not spend $5 million at a time when economy is so important. Barbara Hutton, who vowed she would never return to the United States, is coming back the 20th of this month. She said after Uncle Sam refused to restore her citizenship, she would live in Europe. Barbara comes here with her husband, Prince Igor Tobetskoy, to attend the marriage of her brother-in-law, Yuka Tobetskoy, to Rosemary Riachi. Louis B. Mayer's wedding gift to his beautiful bride, the former Lorena Danker, is a gorgeous diamond necklace. The marriage yesterday morning in Yuma was first reported by me through International News Service. The bride and groom leave for New York on Friday. The marriage of Greer Garson and Buddy Fogelson is planned for early next year. Buddy is now visiting Greer and her mother at their home in Pebble Beach. There was some earthquake yesterday. I was in a Beverly Hills store when it hit. The merchandise fell to the floor and the building cracked. The Daryl Zanuck's wall surrounding their estate in Palm Springs crumbled, and most of their glassware and dishes were broken. But we're all alive to tell the story. Lily D'Amico, who has never found anyone she really cared for since her divorce from Errol Flynn, has a new romance, and one that's very interesting. He is Arthur Ensler, head of the Popsicle Company. Wealthy, young, and attractive. Lily's friends say this is the romance that will make her forget Errol. Jennifer Jones has bought her trousseau for her marriage to David Selznick next month. Christian Dior, who designed Jennifer's wardrobe, has given her her favorite colors of greens, yellow, and black. It's the time of the year for the Hollywood Women's Press Club to Red Apple or Raspberry the movie stars. Leading the race as the most cooperative actors are Burt Lancaster and Glenn Ford, while Dorothy L'Amour and Loretta Young are in front as the good little girls. The Raspberries will probably go to Errol Flynn and Rita Hayworth. The final result will be announced next week. Mel Torme, Radio's Velvet Fog, has bought an engagement ring for Susan Perry. Susan, who is a Columbia starlet, is better known as Candy Paxton. It may be a long time before Hollywood sees Robert Walker. His house and apartment are on the market, and his business manager is selling his car. Bob is currently with friends near Dallas, trying to get his health back. And I, for one, hope he succeeds. All London is buzzing with the rumor that Lady Ashley, widow of Douglas Fairbanks Sr., is marrying the Earl of Warwick when he's free in June. Warwick's ex-wife has already made plans to marry a British actor. The latest hearing of the William S. Hart will case is set for January 10th. Since the death of the beloved cowboy actor, oil has been discovered on his estate in Newhall, which has raised the value of the properties and the anxiety of the heirs. Tip to Washington newspapers. Find out if Georgie Jessel hasn't been offered a very lucrative job by President Truman, one similar to the position occupied by Robert Sherwood in the Roosevelt cabinet. George is very popular with President Truman, and no one can deny that he makes terrific speeches. Meredith Howard telephoned me from Washington today to say she's very grateful to Louis B. Mayer for sending Walter Pidgeon to act as Master of Ceremonies at the 7th anniversary of the United Nations Club. Meredith says a large amount was raised, and the proceeds will go to buy Christmas candy for children in war-torn Europe. Pardon me if I brag a minute about the way our movie studios respond to appeals for help. Merle Oberon has decided to obtain her divorce from Lucian Ballard in California instead of Juarez. In that way, it won't be necessary for Ballard to sign the papers, which he has refused to do. That means Merle won't be able to marry her wealthy Italian admirer, Count Cini, for a year. Merle is now in New York, where she went to meet the handsome Italian. Dolores Del Rio, beautiful Mexican star, who just returned from Paris, will go back there very soon. The reason is Patina, Tinplate King, who's in love with Dolores. I'll be back with more Hollywood news. But now here is Marvin Miller with the latest Woodbury wedding news.
The start of this Woodbury romance was a blind date. It soon led to love, an altar date. Yes, the wedding of Ethel Lee Hill to R. Wesley Sparks, Jr. You see, girls, Wesley was not at all blind to Ethel Lee's luscious fair skin, so Woodbury smooth, so tempting to kiss. So now it's Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, a home for two in Asheville, North Carolina. And happy Ethel Lee passes on her romance tip to you. In her words,
I count on Woodbury facial cocktails for the smoothest skin beauty.
Like lovely Debs everywhere.
Woodbury's mild lather feels so creamy rich.
Woodbury is rich, contains a smoothing beauty cream ingredient.
Leaves skin soft as a touch of satin.
Yes, girls, Woodbury is your soap for smooth, romantic skin. It's different, extra mild, made by skin specialists to coax the fresh sparkle, the soft bloom that makes you lovely to look at. So try the Deb's favorite beauty soap, Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap, for the skin you love to touch. And here's Luella Parsons with the talk of the town.
I can tell you tonight that the talk of the town this week has been the talk of the theatrical world for 40 years. And Ethel Barrymore doesn't care who knows it. She's also been called the First Lady of the Theater and the Queen of the House of Barrymore. And she's...
Oh, help, Luella. Joke's a joke. I thought you'd at least make me your fourth exclusive.
Oh, well, what do you got to offer?
Well, there's something you published in your column that I want to straighten out first.
Oh, what's that?
You reported that my doctor said I couldn't do as many pictures next year as I have this past year.
Wasn't I right?
You were not. It wasn't my doctor. It was my uncle. Sam, that is.
Well, I'm glad you're going to keep on making lots of pictures. You see, I sneaked in at a preview and saw you in Portrait of Jenny. What a beautiful picture David Selznick has made. And I've never seen you look so beautiful. And you look so young.
You know, Luella, I feel so much younger now than I did when I was younger.
Oh, it's wonderful. But now tell me, Ethel, what do you think makes a star?
The public. And the public keeps them stars. I stopped reading personal polls 40 years ago. Let my case rest with the people. It's been done lately.
That's true. But a star still has to give something to remain one. What do you think is the most important contribution?
Well, a sense of responsibility to that public. And personally, I have a tremendous amount of responsibility to my family. My mother, my grandmother, all of them. I have a lot to live up to.
But that's what people want to know from your great experience. What creates success in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. I learned years ago when I was playing ping pong in London with James Barry, Anthony Hope, and Sargent. We were all very young. While batting the ball back and forth, I thought suddenly of something else. Missed a shot. I was furious and said, "This is mere mind." They all laughed, too, but I hadn't meant to be funny. And since then, I see how true that is about the theater. I know that sometimes talented people fail because suddenly they stop thinking. I've known people who seem to check their minds at the stage door.
Through the years, to my way of thinking, you had the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. Tell me, did you always have it?
Well, people who remember my mother tell me it's like hers. That's when I was very young, my voice was deeper and huskier than it is now. I took singing lessons and learned several high soprano roles. I found that it helped me a lot, but I'm sure there are still a lot of people who think my voice is a bit of a fog.
I doubt that. But, Ethel, I don't believe any actress has been imitated as much as you have.
Oh, you mean that's all there is? There isn't any more?
Yes.
That reminds me of the time when I imitated my imitators. I was suddenly called upon to do something for an actor's fund benefit, and I had nothing to do. Couldn't sing or dance, so I decided to give an imitation of myself as Elsie Janis, and Sissy Loftus used to do it. And I did. For Sissy, I read that letter from a play called Sunday, which ended with, "That's all there is. There isn't any more." And I always remember Elsie began her imitation saying, "Listen, boy."
That's wonderful. But from your long experience, how do you feel about an actress having both a career and a private life?
Well, I've always understood that I was born. So was my mother, my grandmother, and on and on and on.
Oh, Ethel, I wish you'd play a scene for us from one of your plays or pictures.
Oh, Luella, I couldn't. I don't think there's anything more embarrassing to me than either doing or hearing a scene from a play. But I'd be glad to read a little poem that's been a favorite of mine, if you'd like. It's by George du Maurier.
I'd like that very, very much.
Here it is. A little work, a little play to keep us going, and so good day. A little warmth, a little light of love's bestowing, and so good night. A little fun to match the sorrow of each day's growing, and so good morrow. A little trust that when we die, we reap our sowing, and so goodbye. Good night, Luella.
Good night, Ethel. And let me say, you will always be the talk of Hollywood, this week or any other week.
Come Christmas morning, want to hear your best girl say,
"Oh, you're a wonderful Santa Claus. What a perfect gift."
Yes, give her Woodbury's Gift of Beauty, a gay holiday box packed with Woodbury cold cream, powder-based foundation cream, face powder, coconut oil castile shampoo, plus Woodbury Beauty Blended Lotion for lovelier hands. All five in one Gift of Beauty for only $1.50 plus tax. Get your Woodbury gift for her early at cosmetic counters everywhere. And here's last minute news.
This is Joe Pasternak, wife of the MGM director who is expecting a baby any minute, has been very, very sick. She's in a hospital, but just an hour ago, her doctor assured Joe that both the mother and the child will be all right. That's very good news. K-Star, ABC Thrush, and singing attraction at Macomba is getting married 2 days before Christmas. She'll wed Harold Stanley, Hollywood nightclub owner. The threatened sensation in the divorce case of Mr. and Mrs. Henry Kaiser Jr. of the famous industrial family will not hit the front pages. Mrs. Kaiser has accepted an out-of-court settlement, and tomorrow her attorney, William B. O'Connor, will ask for a divorce. Friday night, Jimmy Durante collapsed at the Notre Dame football game. He goes into the hospital tomorrow for a checkup. The Washington Department of Commerce makes the prediction that Hollywood films will take in $24 million less in Europe this year than last. This, of course, is because of the British 45% quota.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, another edition of the Woodbury Journal featuring Luella Parsons. Until then,
this is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight. But I'll see you next week when my guest will be that great wit, that great comic, and great star, Danny Kaye, currently appearing in Samuel Goldwyn's A Star Is Born.
This is Marvin Miller saying good night for Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
Paging all Christmas shoppers! Paging all Christmas shoppers!
Yes, if you're looking for a gift for a gentleman, then look for this Woodbury gift box. The page boy is bright green against a Christmas red background. Inside the box is packed your man's favorite Woodbury grooming aids, Woodbury shave cream, aftershave lotion, aftershave talc, and Woodbury shampoo. The right gift for dad or brother, husband or beau. And a dandy bargain, $1.39 plus tax. Get Woodbury's gift for a gentleman at cosmetic counters everywhere.
Portions of the preceding program were transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.